Well, greetings, friends, and welcome to my Wednesday webcast. I've added a chat feature to the right of your screen. You can ask me questions, and I'll respond towards the end of my talk. And also, there's some links to a way to donate to support future webcasts, and also a link to sign up for my newsletter if you like. All of that is available at becoming-buddha.com. Today's talk is about a rather common question from my students, and it even arises from a misunderstanding of the Buddha's teaching, and that is meditation in particular and Dhamma practice in general, a selfish act. A question came up last Saturday's class in Frenchtown that with all the difficulties and all the struggles in the world today, isn't it selfish to take to a cushion and awaken? And it's a very reasonable question, but when looked at closely, the question itself is rooted in ignorance of what the Buddha taught and what he awakened to. The Buddha awakened to dependent origination. It's taught in the Paticca-samuppada Sutta and many, many other suttas. The Buddha referenced dependent origination, which states that from ignorance, very specific ignorance of Four Noble Truths, all manner of confusion, deluded thinking, and suffering arises. And so that type of deluded thinking develops a very self-centered and self-referential way of living in the world. And it is that type of self-centered, self-referential views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths that leads to all the competitiveness and aggressiveness between individuals, between groups, and ultimately between nations. All the strife in the world can be seen as a way of continuing to establish an ideology rooted in these wrong views. So taking to the Dhamma practice through meditation and the other seven factors of the Eightfold Path is the way that the Buddha taught to recognize and abandon all selfish, self-centered views. So the notion that it is a selfish act to find a secluded spot and sit quietly and develop concentration through shamatha vipassana meditation so as to support the development of the entire Eightfold Path is a very powerful, a very subtle strategy to continue to ignore your own ignorance and to continue the competitiveness and aggressiveness in the world. So isn't it interesting that one of the negative views of Buddhism in general arises from ignorance of what the Buddha actually taught? The most compassionate thing that anyone can say, I say this often in my classes, that the most loving thing that I can do for myself and for all other sentient beings is to take to the Dhamma and awaken. And in that way, I'm no longer contributing to the competitiveness and aggressiveness in the world at large. The article that I referenced in the email today, on the Loka Sutta, is a sutta where the Buddha, upon his awakening, looks out on the world and declares to himself, the world is a flame. And then he describes how the world becomes a flame through ignorance of Four Noble Truths. And so the Buddha spent the last 45 years of his life teaching a Dhamma rooted in shamatha vipassana meditation so that we can recognize and abandon all self-centered, self-referential views and to no longer contribute to the suffering in the world. So contrary to the notion that isn't it selfish to take to the Dhamma and awaken with all the troubles in the world, It is the epitome of compassion married with true wisdom that's developed through the Dhamma. That is an expression of true concern and true compassion for all human beings. We can do nothing of real and lasting effect to alleviate the suffering of others till we recognize our own contributions to confused and deluded thinking rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. It's precisely the reason why the Buddha taught an Eightfold Path, to recognize our own contributions to the suffering in the world so that we can then be of true service to all other sentient beings. So that concludes today's talk. If you find benefit from this talk, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you. Peace.